Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Saturday Stories, Leadership Kit. Make decisions. Waiting isn't leading. Before we jump into today's story, I want to ground myself in gratitude. Here are three things that I'm thankful for. The first thing that I'm thankful for is for book fairs at schools. There's just something about watching kids get excited about books and choosing something that's theirs. Love book fairs. The second thing that I'm thankful for is flavored water. Just something simple that makes the day a little bit better. And the third thing that I'm thankful for is I'm thankful for collaborative classroom spaces where students can talk, think together, and build ideas instead of just sitting in nice, neat rows facing forward in silence. Well, it's Saturday, which means it's time for another Saturday story from the Leadership Kit. For the past few weeks, we've been focused on attitude, how we show up, how we influence others, and how that spreads. Now we're shifting into something different, decision-making, because leadership doesn't just show up in how you feel, it shows up in what you choose. Let's get into it. This episode is part of the Leadership Kit. The value we're focusing on this week is decision-making. The skill students are practicing is make decisions. And the story you're about to hear is called Waiting Isn't Leading. The characters in the story are Aaliyah, Jaden, Sophia, Mateo, and Leo. I'm going to read the story all the way through. No interruptions, just going to have you listen and then we'll talk here. So here we go. Waiting isn't leading. The directions were clear. Build a structure that could hold weight using limited materials. The problem wasn't the task. It was the start. Jaden held the sticks. So what do we do first? Sophia flipped the paper over. We should probably plan it. Mateo tapped the table. Yeah, but like, what are we actually going to do? Aaliyah looked around. No one moved. Leo sat quietly, watching. A few seconds passed, then more. We're just wasting time, Mateo said. I know, Jaden replied, but I don't want to mess it up. Sophia nodded. Same. More silence. Leo finally leaned forward. What if we just try something? Everyone looked at him. Like what? Jaden asked. Leo pointed to the base. Start there. If it doesn't work, we adjust. Mateo shrugged. That makes sense. Aaliyah nodded. Let's do it. Jaden hesitated, then handed over the sticks. They started building. It wasn't perfect. It leaned. They adjusted. It held. Later, as they tested it, Jaden said, We should have just started. Leo smiled slightly. Waiting doesn't fix it. Aaliyah smiled. Yeah, at some point, you just decide. Sometimes the hardest part isn't the work, it's starting. Well, funky teachers out there, the skill focus here was make decisions. waiting feels safe, right? But waiting doesn't move anything forward. Decision making doesn't mean perfection. It doesn't mean things have to be perfect. It means being willing to start, to try something, to adjust, to move forward. Leadership shows up when someone is willing to go first. So I encourage you with this to, of course, start with a reflection always. Something like, hey, have you ever waited too long to start something? And then bringing in some noticing questions like, hey, why didn't the group begin right away? Or what changed when Leo spoke up? You could also ask, did they need a perfect plan or just a starting point? See, later in the week, then you can ask, hey, why do people hesitate to make decisions? Or what helps you get started? You can also ask, what's the difference between rushing and deciding? So those are some noticing questions, and then some questions you can use later in the week that, as you're discussing with discussing this story with students. And this week, when you're working with students and using the story with students, this week is about action, not perfect action. It's just action. And as the week goes on, name decision-making moments with students like, hey, you started even though you weren't sure. Or, hey, that was a decision. You could also, hey, that didn't, or like, hey, you didn't wait, you tried, right? Because waiting can be almost a curse if you just sit there and don't even try. And so there's power in not waiting. Well, if you want to use this story with and some of the questions with students, if you want to use this in your classroom, if you want the printable version of this story with some teaching questions and a student handout you can use with students, you can find it at beafunkyteacher.com. It is free for classroom use. And as you head into the week, here's the leadership focus. Waiting feels comfortable, but it doesn't create progress. At some point, leadership looks like this. You decide, you start, and you adjust from there. Well, if you found value in this episode, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. It helps more teachers define this space. And as you go into your day, I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah.